Margie? Tish. Margie? Margie? Tish. Margie? Tish. Tish. Tej, Tej, Margie, Tej, Tej, Margie, Tej, 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 Margie, 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 Tej, Margie. For Tej, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
For whom?
For Margie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Tej is declared the winner.
Yes! Woo!
Thank you. And if I can just say for a minute, I look forward to working with everybody. And during this first meeting, as I am not, as sincerely well developed in my parliamentary procedure, that we all have a little bit of unity and support for that. And that please, if I need that during this meeting, so I can strengthen my foundation with that. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Oh. And spell your last name, please. Grewall.
Spell your first name.
Oh, C-E-J. I think I'm on the list of anything, right?
Madam Chair, I would like to nominate Dutch Merrick for the position of Vice Chair.
I second.
No.
I nominate. I'd like to nominate Donna Camino.
I'll check that nomination.
Any other nominations?
I nominate Roger Marie.
I'd like to have two speakers for
two-minute
statements for each candidate.
Oh, right.
Okay.
It's all on the, you can follow your.
I'd like to thank everyone for the opportunity to follow the immeasurable footsteps of Tom Rogers. This year since 1978 and volunteer back then, and I am eager to unite and go forward to accomplish what this station and this superintendent is all about, which is to bring the mission to the people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for nominating me. It's an honor. I have, as most of you recall, served as vice chair before and as chairman. And I think I work with a very even-handed sense of impartiality. I work together with a lot of people in a lot of different directions on this board. And I look to continue that that effort. I've got 15 years as a KKK volunteer in various capacities. And I'm also on the executive board of my labor union, IASD Local 44, the largest Hollywood labor union. And chair a couple committees for that board, very active over there. And I think you guys know what you're getting when you vote for me. I've been here before, and I'm here to help, here to serve.
Thank you.
Public comment.
Do I need a microphone?
No.
Okay. All right. So, I don't know, just since I've been elected onto the board, and I really want to vouch for him because I think he's done really well, despite of all of our differences on this board, of maintaining some type of stability for us to get through the agendas, which I think is very difficult, and he's also acknowledges when people are out of turn and when people are set to speak. And I think, as Margie has done, abiding by the time limits in which we speak, which I think is very important as a vice chair to be cognizant of that and making sure that one person is not dominating the conversation. So, hope you all vote for this.
Yeah. I had nominated her, or second her nomination last year, and but she's taken herself out of it, and I support Dutch. I don't know John, but I just don't know you very well. I didn't know you before you came to the board, and you're blessedly quite silent here at board meetings. We could all take a look, but so I just don't know you well enough. But I do know Dutch, and I think with a new chair, it's important to have somebody like Margie or like Dutch, who knows the deal, knows the rules, knows what kind of rowdy bunch we can be. And can therefore, I think it'd be a good package. I think Dutch would be a great package for Tyrus as well, as she gets her feet wet. So.
I just want to thank John DeSigno for stepping up. I've known him to be a fair guy with me, very respectful. I appreciate your friendship. And with Dutch, I've worked with him before, locating venues, and he's been quite a pleasure to work with. Buddy, to be sure. I'd like to thank you for stepping up for the job.
Okay, thanks. Although I have the utmost respect in the guy for Dutch, and he's a really fine fellow. He's a kind guy for him. I think the argument about having fresh blood, new blood, doesn't matter to you. They say that this is the time perhaps for John Simeon. I think his reticence, not so much as really not known, but fellow who's really impartial and objective, which is really what I think we need. He's shown us a bit of his faith, us in numerous capacities, and I'd like to say that we support him so that he can continue to be that for us. I also think that he'll stand out for me. He's indulgent in me, he's very disciplined, he's organized, he's a fellow who has fundamental commitment to our station. This is a good luck, of course. Thanks for bringing him out to talk about the thunder, the virtues and qualities that I think that, that John Greenwell has. And I urge all of us really to support him.
would also like to support John. Many of you don't know the fact that he has had a big public relations. One thing that our board needs is good public relations. This is a man who can go out in his community, help clean up that image, I believe, and also bring us some money that we really need at the station. That's just been a wonderful chair, but to go with the, let's get some fresh blood, let's get some new ideas, and I would really urge you to vote for John Simeon.
Any other comments? Comment from the public?
Yep.
5 minutes. 1 minute each.
Just a quick comment. Neither Paul Paul, either person, I would like to know from John if he has experience with running a meeting like this so that he can support Paige in questionable affairs of how to run these meetings. I know that Dutch has that capability. I'm thinking towards Dutch because of that. So John, I'd like to know about that.
Actually, I second Bernie's position, but quite honestly, I don't have a vote for either one of these individuals. That is my position.
I'd like to call the vote.
By ballot.
Seventeen. John Dutch. Votes for John DeCimeo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Vote for Dutch Merrick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Dutch Merrick is declared the winner.
I would have had confidence in John had he been sitting here. I hope to do justice by the entire board.
Thank you. We'll move on to treasurer nomination. Sir?
I'd like to nominate Michael Novick for
treasurer.
Yay. Oh, Michael's back. I'd like to nominate Fred Lamb for treasurer.
Like second.
Any other nominations?
As chair, I did try to get us to take seriously the idea that the board has fundraising responsibilities, and also that we needed to seek to engage with the management and the staff in a process of strategic planning that would result in kind of a budgeting by objectives process where we could identify what goals the state was trying to accomplish in the fiscal year and what resources are necessary to achieve those goals, and then how we're going to raise the money to do it. And I would like to take on some of those responsibilities in the position of treasurer, so we see if I can work with the finance committee and then also with local management and with staff, and trying to develop that process of strategic budgeting, really to figure out where the station is going, how it's going to get there, and how it's going to raise the money to do it. I think that there's been a lot of frustration expressed by many people with the current fundraising line, including by the GM, I think, in his report earlier today. And I think that it behooves us as a board to participate effectively in the process of changing that and making it possible to raise money in a way that's more appropriate to our mission and that accomplishes our mission in the process of raising the funds itself. So I'd like to stick in that process as the treasurer and to keep the board apprised of how the budget is followed through on over the course of the year in a timely manner so that we can make the assessment we're supposed to as a board in the DMV. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, when I first joined this board, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do on it, but I sort of migrated it over to the Finance Committee into the more technical areas of analysis for the board. For the last 2 years, I've served on the Finance Committee, and I've had fairly decent attendance there. I don't think I've missed more than one or two meetings over that period of time. This last year, I was elected to the National Audit Committee, and I reactivated it about the middle of the year and was elected chair. And we successfully on that committee found a auditor for the for Pacifica. So I guess that committee was successful. I've served on a number of other committees, not as chair, but for those committees. But I have been elected to the National Technology Committee. So I have an educational background in mathematics and in computer science, and I deal fairly well with spreadsheets. So I think I'm technically competent and capable of doing the treasurer's job, because the treasurer's job is not to get involved in fundraising, but to basically work for work for this board in analyzing what's going on financially within our station and get that information clearly back to the board. So that's why I'm running for treasurer this year. So I hope people will vote for me.
Thank you.
I have a comment to make about supposedly revolutionary radio, and that is, would it be revolutionary to have two treasurers? Both of these people seem to be very competent, but very active. They have self-selected into the area that would concern a treasurer. One would be more concerned with fundraising, the other would be more concerned with reporting back to the board. And it just doesn't, it seems like two is better than one, and it's a job of a lot of work. And I think the real question is if these two gentlemen feel they could work together, is this a possibility to work on this treasure? No, it's too revolutionary. I knew it.
By the bylaws, there's one treasurer, so there needs to be a bylaws change.
Yeah, I just want to tell you a little bit of what I know about Michael. Michael, when he takes commitment on whether it's organizing an Occupy LA, whether it's organizing Port Truckers, whatever it is, whenever he takes something on, he takes it on at that almost as a teacher and shares a lot of ways of organizing stuff. And I've seen him do this, and I've seen him, you know, painstakingly adjust to anything and learn something at the drop of a dime right away. So I'm not disparaging Mr. Blair at all. I know he's a very competent person as well, but I know, you know, what I get with Michael, and that enthusiasm to work closely with the station staff.
John went. Okay. Who's going next?
You are.
Okay, yeah. I don't need a mic either. I can match
Brenda.
Okay. I know Brent's background in monitoring elections in Central America and in his computer work and his level-headedness and unbiasedness, and I've never gotten from him any political advocacy. He's just about the facts and figures. That's what he does. And I know Michael is full of energy and very active and very politically active, and have missed meetings because of that. And my main newest concern is that earlier, at an earlier point, Michael had recommended a motion to get a line of credit against the property, which is a bad financial thing. The station can survive with subscription and donation support by listeners rather than going far afield to other fundraising. So, I wouldn't stop people who want to do that, but I don't think it's a viable alternative. I think the station should be supported by the listeners. And I just think with Fred, I get an unbiased, non-political activity. It's something you have as a programmer is you do the work for its own sake. You don't do the work with any prejudice or according to your agenda. And I have a very high level of confidence on that with Fred. So that it's not agenda-driven, it's just the numbers. What's in the book?
Okay. Well, I certainly haven't missed any names of the LSD for any reason whatsoever since I've been on it, so that's all I want to say. Mm-hmm.
As a former treasurer, I really like the idea of having an assistant. So while the bylaws require to vote for one treasurer, there's nothing to stop us from having an assistant treasurer. So if you guys are open to the notion, I would urge you to consider it. I think all the treasurers who've been around, I'm sure Fred Clunder would agree that there's a fair amount of work. Certainly Kim would agree there's a lot of work to be done. You both bring good things to the table. We need all the financial help we can get, and I support your notion of strategic budgeting sorts of thing, and I support Fred's skill set as well. So there's really a lot of work to be done in this position, so I would urge you guys to be open to that. That's all.
Yeah, I'm following up on the last speaker and also on what I said. I think we need one treasurer. I want the responsibility to end at some of these steps. But I do like the idea of trying to use Fred's skills, spreadsheets and all this stuff, Michael, that you might be able to use some help. And I leave it to Michael, but I would encourage him and Fred to explore whether or not they couldn't, in fact, do that. I support Michael, but I think if they had Fred's hand involved in it too, we'd be all the better off for it.
The challenge is a lot of these people just speaking on behalf of two candidates, and so they doesn't go to court. For example, when it started over here with Leonard, when he said I want there to be two treasurers, that doesn't go for either person.
Can I respond a little bit? Okay, you have to look at the bylaws and what the function of the treasurer is. The treasurer, besides being a member of this local LSD and an officer of this local LSD, also sits on the National Finance Committee, and that's very important. We have one director also from the station that will sit on the National Finance Committee and works with the CFO. That can only be handled by one person. And as far as the budget goes to the station, this board doesn't write the budget. That's written by management. And the treasurers have to work with management at the station, but it also the treasurer's function as a member of this board is to analyze what's going on and present that in a clear fashion to the board for the board's own function. Thank you.
Jim, were you speaking in behalf of?
No, I don't know, but
she just called up.
We limited it to two on promote each candidate, and it sounds like Lawrence and Jim both promoted Michael.
Yeah,
so we have 10 to promote Fred, and now a last person can promote Fred.
Exactly.
That would be 2 and 2.
Thank you. And for the next 5 minutes, the president for 2 years. I nominated Fred. I've worked with Fred for 2 years. He's been on this committee and has shown up, as far as I know, every single meeting. He never missed a meeting.
And he does understand the numbers and the formulas, and this is basically a technical job. This is not an ideological job. The reason that Michael thinks that he can have a priority, you know, his ideas of having priority, is because he doesn't understand what the numbers are and look at what our expenses and our revenues are. And that's really what the job is. And Ken mentioned it, but I'm really concerned about this motion that Michael wanted to bring up last year about getting a loan against our building. I mean, clearly, that's a lack of understanding of our finances, and that we could never pay it back, and it would just be absolute bankruptcy.
Public comment.
Public comment for 5 minutes?
Okay, thank you. I want to support wholeheartedly Michael Novick for everything that has been said and not said. I have committed to him personally as a community listener to work with him as a person who has been following the budgeting situation for a number of years. I was too on the finance committee for a number of years. I know a lot what's going on. I'm a professional bookkeeper of many years, and I promised him and I offered him my assistance that goes to the board, that goes to the benefit of the station. So I support Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it is that they can't be too close treasure. You did not prohibit this by the bylaws.
I'm not recommending it, I'm just commenting. I think that's not relevant.
The relevant thing is people are going to do the work for the station. And that means both the things that Michael emphasized and the Fed emphasized. There's nothing wrong there. They can work together as co-treasurers or neither as treasurer for one yes and one no. The point is to get the damn work done so that we know what's going on with the finances and we have a little more money to argue about.
There's no such thing as being apolitical. When someone said earlier that Fred is not political, life is political. You know, that to me is code word of not caring for the people of the world, not caring for the people who support our station. And, you know, a lot of people are broke now. They're stuck in because of the economy. They're stuck in because of climate change. They're stuck in because of racism and everything else. So you can't... I mean, life is political. Everything is political. And to say that someone is going to be ejected, to me, is like cobra, then watch out.
Yes, it's really sad to hear some comments. Some board member is neutral and non-political. In 1265, Dante in France mentioned, you know, the hottest place in the hell has been reserved for those people that during the, you know, moral crisis, they try to be neutral. You know, we cannot be neutral. So Michael has been all over the city. No matter where you go, he has the backbone, you know, of people to come and participate, not in the programming, in, you know, become member of KPFK with $25. We need such a person to be in the community. I have not seen Fred as a friend in any activity outside of this meeting. Thank you.
All right.
Wait,
one more.
No,
yeah.
One more.
You the last one?
Okay.
He did four already.
I know Michael, and I've worked with him a lot. He's very responsible, and always goes through whatever he has said to me. I only know I'm happy he was here. And the other thing I want to say is, I don't know your name. Is it? Let's call you Carol Burnett. Kill. Okay. Why did you have to write appeared one time and fell off the back last year. Because of the comments you made about against Michael.
We have any time left?
Okay,
yeah,
so
we have time left.
I'm asking
this
question.
Yes.
I support Michael, but I really would like to know, Michael. Michael, do you know how to read a spreadsheet?
I run the spreadsheet as I distributed to us, and I asked questions of the treasurer that haven't been answered to my satisfaction. That's one of the reasons I'm interested in the treasurer's answer.
Whoa!
While people are voting, I just want to say, I don't know all of Fred's points I said to you, but I mean, I don't think 10 minutes would suggest that Fred did not have deeply held political beliefs. I don't sure if they have those kind of I think Kevin's trying to make a different point that some people may have misunderstood and wouldn't want that to go on forever. Mm-hmm.
And if you want, Carol, you could bail out the whole station real quick.
You were in
Carol
for
that. Carol for
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a chairwoman.
I scoured the bylaws as well as the other laws for the general specific.
Okay,
I see nowhere in them, unless Terry knows someplace specifically in the documents I have where it says you can only have one.
But he'll find it for us while we're
continuing.
Well, Robert, do you know that your salary is ready to be ready for a fire?
Again, 23.
Okay, for LSC treasurer and delegate member of the National Finance Committee, Fred, for Fred Blair. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, for Michael Novick. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13. Michael Novick is declared elected. Well, Fred was 10 and Michael was 13. And Michael is hereby disqualified from service on the National Audit Committee.
What?
Because members of the Finance Committee cannot simultaneously serve on the audit committee.
I'm not on the
Section 5, election of officers. It says each local election board shall elect a chair, a vice chair, and recording secretary and a treasurer, who shall be elected annually.
Members of a corporation's finance committee cannot simultaneously serve on the audit committee. Also, it is to be known that members of the organization's staff cannot serve on the National Audit Committee.
My motion simply is that, or if we need it, is that people get their food and come back in here,
yes,
rather than take a half hour break.
I'm going to go to the next one.